News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Joe Line is back with us. IBEC looking into their crystal ball again this morning, Joe.
Indeed, yeah. The employers group's latest economic outlook suggests that the impact of AI on the labour market is still unclear. But early signs show significant effects on trade and investment. It also says that domestic demand growth will be 3.3% for this year, and inflation could land at around 3.5% for the year. Jared Brady is the chief economist with IBEC and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
So despite an oil shock and American tariffs, modified domestic demand is still going to be robust enough this year.
Yeah, we're seeing a number of things driving it. Public investment is helping from the National Development Plan, but also this AI story is really material. We're seeing investment in physical hardware in the tech sector and beyond.
Does that just mean data centres?
It's beyond that. So what we've seen is it grow from basically 3 billion to 6 billion over 24 months. So we're seeing this massive trend, which is a global trend, but it's impacting here too. And we're also seeing this massive growth in AI in trade. So we are now in AI-related goods, so semiconductors and all the rest, in and out of Ireland, 56 billion. And that is a doubling over the course of 5 years. So we're seeing a real impact now in real terms of AI. And you can see it in the announcement this week in Intel as well. Really welcome.
Extra 5 billion.
Yeah, really, really huge scale of AI investment that is showing the materiality of what's actually happening and what we're seeing in the workplace as well, even though you don't see it in the job numbers yet.
You want the National Training Fund to be more than just dipped into. You want it to be really plundered.
Yeah, so employers pay going for $1.5 billion a year now to the government to train their staff and to invest in training for the workforce. We're seeing really big surpluses build up in that fund, nearly $2 billion in surplus and heading for $3 billion in surplus in that fund. And at a time
doing nothing.
And sitting in cash at a time where there is enormous change coming in the labour market, not just for people in terms of their jobs changing or new roles emerging, but for people already in work, we're going to see massive changes in how people work day to day because of AI. We already see it in the business community very clearly.
Do we?
We can see it in the investment. Yeah, I think so.
Like there's no spike in unemployment.
It's not just about unemployment, though. And I think there's a framing maybe that this is all about, will people lose their jobs? There's also new jobs created, but I think the majority of the impact will be on people in the roles, staying in the same jobs they were always in, but doing it differently and requiring different skills. And we need to unlock the training, not just for people impacted in negative terms, but for people who are going to have new opportunities and for people who are just going to be in their normal jobs, but are going to need new sets of skills if they're going to be as productive as they can be.
The National Competitive and Productivity Council says the government should stick to its spending plans. Do you agree?
Yeah, look, we're seeing probably significant enough spending pressures out there in the economy, and the government is going to have a budget coming up in October. The main focus for us is on the mix of spending, making sure that they're doing the right things with the money rather than the scale of money itself. So it's going back to investing in training, investing in the workforce.
Does that mean not investing in wages? Because that's a short-term measure.
Well, look, wages are going to have to go up in the current environment, and they do every year. But keeping control of that and making sure that we don't do too much and we don't over-index on inflation, because we expect it to be around 3.5% this year, which is higher than it was, but not incredibly high.
And that means real wages will be roughly zero.
And it's important then that we invest in the things that people really need, the infrastructure, making sure that there's housing available, and investing in the training to make sure that productivity meets wages. And that'll really help workers in the long term as well, and help households take the pressure off.
Jared, thanks very much for coming in. That's Jared Brady, Chief Economist with IBEC. Before I go, the US says it will impose an additional 25% on most Brazilian imports, despite America having a trade surplus with Brazil.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.